Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I didn't really want to open with this, but obviously we have to. I mean, it is a sad day in America when we have a former president and his mugshot all over the place. Although Donald Trump owned it. He actually put his mugshot out there. And the idea of, you know, questioning an election's integrity has been so polarized. And, it, you know, to see what's been happening with President Trump, whether you feel it's right or wrong, it's a sad day for all of us. And I never thought we would get to this. I think what he's at now at, I don't know how many different indictments. There's been some funny memes out, you know. If you're ever struggling with life, try to find the humor of it. So there's a picture of President Trump sitting there, and it says, I'm waiting to find the removed mattress tag, or I'm waiting to be indicted for removing a mattress tag. And it is it is shocking. It's very, very shocking. And I know people are very polarized, and there's so many different opinions on what happened with the election. And how much of it, you know, could have been a cluster with the mail-in ballots, or was Biden's win solid enough despite any of the issues? You know, how much Trump's role was with January 6th. And, you know, it's I just am very, very frustrated that we just have this one, this divide. Two, I really think things should be a lot more cut and dry. I don't understand why there's not a lot more agreement on things. I don't understand how people could be so opposite when it comes to mail-in ballots, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the border. And so, to me, I look beyond not only what, you know, has been happening with Trump, but just I look at the state of America we're in. So, you know, when you review what's happening with social media and you know, people's opinions, they're like, okay, you know, never surrender. This is, I mean, they just keep going after him. They don't want him president. You can't even question anything without being jumped on. And then you have others saying, okay, he's mean, he's fascist, he's dictatorial, and if he gets into office, we're all screwed. And you see this anxiety on all sides with this issue. I don't think anybody wants to see really what's going on with Trump. Now, I know people, those who might want Trump indicted or in jail may, but honestly, I don't think anybody deep down really, you know, thinks this drama is a good thing for the country. And as much as I want to be very kind of neutral on the topic, I saw what this country did when we questioned the crappy masks people were wearing. I mean, look at how I got jumped when I was like, guys, we need N95 respirators. Boy, did people jump down my throat. Both sides. The people who thought I was anti-mask ripped me a new one. The people who thought I was pro-mask ripped me a new one. When I had said, look, guys, I don't think you're going to be completely clear of COVID if you get the vaccine. Look at how I was. I mean, don't say that. When I had brought up that a doctor had died, which was common knowledge, and I think he got TTP, blood clotting disorder where he lost his blood clots and he bled, hemorrhaged after getting a COVID vaccine. Just bringing it up, you got vilified. You know, when I tried to explain something happened to me at the voting booth when they said they had no record of me ever voting in my county, which I've been doing for 20, 30 years, and then I was purged from the system, and then my vote, when I tried to follow the vote online, couldn't find it. That is, why can't I bring that up? Why can't I ask? And so, you know, this vilification, if you question anything, has got to stop. And I'm not saying this in terms of Trump, but, if, you know, if somebody even asks, okay, now wait a second, you know, which of these indictments really, really holds? You're already, you know, this idea that if you're not with us, you're against us is very oppressive. And I want an America where I can ask a question. I want an America where I could be like, look, guys, you know, can we reevaluate this? Now, I get we're all moving to electric vehicles. That's what the president wants. But when studies come out talking about, hey, guys, the tires may be adding to more pollution, the weight of the car may be adding to a carbon footprint, we're having issues with our grid, you can't bring anything up. And it's like, why can't we talk about it? Why can't, you know, you know, when I look at what happened, you know, over the past few years, this is not the America my family, you know, fought for. I have family who served as well as family who immigrated here. And it's like, we better get our acts together. And I just think we're moving to a civil war. I think we are moving to, you know, states seceding and people just trying to divide up the country. Because we're really on opposite sides of things these days. And I don't understand why things aren't simpler. And the moderates might start shrinking. You would think the average American is moderate. But if they're being forced to pick a side, then you're not going to have that open forum, open discussion. The whole purpose of an election is for there to be multiple ideas and opinions, and after a primary or an election, whoever's elected, you know, reads the room and goes, this is what the country wants. So it definitely is a definite sad day in America. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have been this summer grappling with COVID, but now that this new strain has been starting to make its way and is getting picked up, yeah, I think we are going to be in for, again, another, I don't want to call it a wave, because I've been noticing we've been having COVID still this whole time, but we are having a spike when it comes to hospitalizations, when it comes to deaths, and when it comes to cases. Now, of course, rather than the panic that we had a few years back, the CDC is saying we are at the strongest place ever in our pandemic. World Health Organization agrees that we are now in a different phase of the pandemic due to high levels of immunity from vaccination, previous infection. And so, have I panicked? No. But as I've said before, my worry about COVID is a little different. And it's kind of rested on people's over-reliance on the at-home COVID tests, or they're realizing that some of them are getting feeling a little better on antibiotics, and so saying whatever they need to say to get the antibiotics. And my worry is the antibiotic shortage. All right, COVID is not scaring me to the degree that it did. And that was, I got to tell you guys, early 2020, that was some scary stuff. That was very worrisome. That didn't mean we had to lock down and do all the mandates and completely, you know, take away America's freedoms, but it did scare me. Now, though, it's different. I think we do have something bigger, badder, and worser coming. No, that's not proper English, but I'm using it anyway. And what COVID had done and what COVID continues to do is changing the way Americans are looking at infectious disease. And now it's an every man for themselves. And when I try to talk to patients about antibiotic stewardship, which we kind of have to do in our jobs, explain, look, we don't want to, breed antibiotic resistance. We want to make sure we have plenty of antibiotics when we need them. You might not have a bacterial infection. The average person doesn't want to hear that. They're sick. They need to work. They need to go and feed their families. They need to feel better. They also want to avoid an illness that could be bacterial related. So when you try to explain for the greater good, they're not having it. They don't care. I'm starting to see more people litter. Now I get, you know, the climate change debate has made some people go, okay, they're kind of taking it too far, but that doesn't mean that you just completely blow off, you know, simple common sense when it comes to our coral reefs, our water, our land, our trees. You know, politics is ruining everything. And politics is ruining health. You know, when I hear that the CDC and the World Health Organization say we're in a better place because of natural immunity and our vaccines, I have such a bitter taste in my mouth for all the labels of misinformation that we doctors got when we tried to bring up natural immunity. Now they're like, okay, hey guys, we're good. Look at what we did. Why are you taking credit for that? You wouldn't even let us consider natural immunity. Now lawyers play a part. I understand. And I told you guys this years ago. If the CDC said, hey guys, go and get this on purpose so you get stronger, and one of you they say that to ends up in the hospital and dies, they're in trouble. They will get sued from here to Timbuktu. So I get that the CDC couldn't necessarily just go out and say it, but that doesn't mean there had to be a whole misinformation campaign and vilification of people canceled because they brought up, hey guys, what about natural immunity? And, you know, I understand it was a tough situation. And this was going to be very simply handled if they said, hey, look, guys, we're not going to mandate anything. This is America. But we're going to give you all the information and you make an informed decision. And we can't guarantee that the natural immunity is going to last long term. We also can't guarantee the vaccine immunity is going to last long term. We can't guarantee that if you try to get COVID on your own, to gain a natural immunity, that you won't die. We also can't guarantee that you won't have a side effect from the vaccine. This is what we have. We're being as honest as possible. We don't want to lie to you. We don't want to BS you. We don't want to blow smoke. But this is what we have in terms of data. We are going to be open to more data. If anybody has new data, we are not going to vilify them. We are not going to try to make them lose their licenses, because we want to, as any other country would do, that's free and at the top of their game when it comes to science and tech, we want to make sure we are always reevaluating, theorizing, hypothesizing, and proving or disproving theorems and letting science evolve. But it's a scary time, guys, and this is what we have. We got the tools for you for the vaccine if you want it, which we recommend. But we just can't guarantee natural immunity is going to cut it, and we can't guarantee that the vaccine is going to cut it. And as we get new information, we're gonna update you, and we're not going to cherry pick. Also, if we have a study that talks about ivermectin, we're gonna post it here, good or bad. There's a study on hydroxychloroquine saying there could be advantages, there could not be. Again, it'll all be here. This way, you guys can make your informed decision. But that's not how they did it. So now we have the strain coming back. We're having a hospitalization spike. People are calling in, and they're asking for antibiotics. Like, oh, I know it's not COVID. I tested, and I'm negative. Well, it could be. And you might be negative for COVID. That's fine. But if today is day one or two, we're not necessarily allowed to just give antibiotics. And so, you know, here we are in August, and people are asking for antibiotics left and right, and we haven't even gotten to our normal bacterial pneumonia season or cough cold season that is non-viral and a true bacterial sinusitis, which is very different from a viral sinusitis, much more severe. But listen, I've been a patient too. When I have a sinus infection, whether it be viral or bacterial, I'm in so much pain. Give me the antibiotics. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I want antibiotics when I have a sinus infection. Somebody tells me, hey guys, you've had this, you know, it could be a virus. It frustrates me. Because in the past, when I've taken an antibiotic, I've felt better. The problem is the antibiotics are going to start to be far and few between. So what am I seeing right now? People are hoarding them. Need this, 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 and this. And they're doing it so they have their stock supply for the winter. Now, I've told you guys that if you do think you need a Mucinex or Tylenol or Motrin or whatever at the house, you might want to consider getting it now before there's any more supply chain issues out of the Panama Canal, before there's any shortages during cough cold season. But I'm not telling you to stock up on antibiotics because we're already at a shortage. So, do we need to panic about COVID? No. Is COVID a pain in the ass? Yes. Is COVID, you know, going to be with us for a while? I do believe. Should COVID never have happened? Well, I'd like somebody to finally, you know, tell us what happened at the Wuhan lab. I do believe it got leaked roughly this time 4 years ago. I would also like updated testing. I would like to know that no other labs are doing the same slipshod protocols that possibly the Wuhan lab did to let this leak. And I'd also like all this, misinformation. I'd like them to finally own up and say, look, the misinformation was us saying natural immunity plays no part. The misinformation was us saying the vaccine is going to prevent you from ever getting it again. That's the misinformation owning up I want to see. But instead, they're still saying, oh, yeah, there were doctors out there that still talked about natural immunity. Well, the World Health Organization just talked about that. So boosters are coming for those who want them. And we'll talk more a little bit about that later today. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says he has every right to challenge elections. He spoke briefly yesterday in Georgia, shortly after he was booked at the Fulton County Jail for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. He may also be headed back to Atlanta soon after yesterday's surrender at the Fulton County Jail, as they don't arraign people the same day that they book them. The world's biggest tech companies have to follow a sweeping new European law that takes effect today. The European Union's Digital Service Act adds restrictions to everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods in e-commerce. It applies to companies including Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Snapchat, TikTok, and more. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, a woman was applying for a receptionist job, but was given a multiplication test. And this has gone viral. And there's been a lot of debate on whether that was absolutely ridiculous or if it was a smart move on the employer. Now, this is somebody on TikTok, and she had, I think her name is Mason, and her handle is Mason Milk. And in a viral clip, she said that she was presented with a series of multiplication questions while filling out a job application. She wrote in a caption for the post, quote, like, okay, you got me. I don't know how to do basic multiplication. What about it? And she says in the video, I went to this job interview yesterday, and they handed me, like, an in-person application to fill out. Tell me why they had me do blanking math. It's Custard, but, yeah, blanking math. And then she said that she was blinking, sweating. She was kind of laughing, and you know. And there were a lot of people that were upset when they looked at that. And others are like, well, you know, maybe it's a screen. Now, some people say this is a huge red flag of the job. But, you know, this is an example of how employers are struggling to hire without looking biased. And so getting a job these days, right, is not going to be the typical, why do you want to work here? Why are you the best candidate? Are you available on these days? You're hired. Sadly, employers and employees, after the interview process, see it's a little different. Employees see the job is a lot different than it was purported to be. And I've been there, too, where I'm like, wait a second. Hey, this is not what you said I was going to be doing. And then on the other end, employers are like, wait a second. You said you could work this schedule. Now all of a sudden you're calling out and you say you need a schedule change? I thought that we're kind of, we hired you to fill this schedule. If now what? And so, and, you know, you said that you had, you know, skills in X, Y, Z, and you don't. You know, we had a biller in our medical office that claimed they were the best biller. They were this, and they used all this terminology, and then they didn't know what they were doing. And I, as a doctor, had to, like, teach them, and I'm like, I thought you're asking me kind of basic questions. When it comes to billing, we need to do everything 100% by the book, and if you don't even know the book, we can't have you here. Now, an argument is made, well, if you're applying for a job, and you're applying for a job as a receptionist, why do you need to know multiplication? Okay, well, you probably don't. However, the employer, and I don't know who this employer is, maybe they're an idiot, maybe they're a jerk, or maybe they're shrewd, I don't know. But when I interview somebody for medical school, and I teach people about interviews for medical school, and I teach the students, don't be surprised if you get some of these weird questions. Now, I don't like these questions. I like questions that are very applicable. You know, talk to me about yourself. You know, talk to me about some of the conflicts you had, you know, with other students or coworkers, you know, and how you managed them. You know, what did you do? You know, things that might be more applicable later in medicine. But there's a medical school question that's out there, and I think they've stopped it, or maybe not, which is, if you could be any insect, what insect would you be? Now, the reason why they're asking that question, I tell the students who are preparing for interviews, is not because they really care about what insect you choose, is they want to see what your attitude is about the question. So if a employer brings up, all right, if you could fill up this room with balls, beach balls, how many beach balls would fill up the room? And if you're like, you kidding me? I guess, I don't know, 500. That, to some recruiters or hiring agents, might signify an attitude. It might signify if you're going to get something that's a little bit left field, you might completely, rather than, okay, you know what, let me, gosh, okay, that's an interesting question. I've never been asked that, but I like it. Okay, insect, butterfly. They don't want to see you come up with something just, you know, super quick, like, oh, I got to answer it, because they're looking for impulsivity. But, you know, all right, let me think about that. I think a butterfly. Why a butterfly? Well, because you get to be two insects. Right? And you get to morph, you get to fly, and you get to go through a lot of stages where, you know, it kind of relates to life in a way. And I come up with some BS, you know, answer of how caterpillar morphs into a, you know, butterfly, and that I think is the answer they're looking for. Same thing with, you know, Philip Ball, you know, and say, look, you know, math might not have been my strong suit, although I did get through calculus, but in terms of surface area of a ball, I would probably say maybe 450, but I'm really guessing. They're looking for honesty. They're looking for humbleness. But if you're like, are you kidding me? What the flip does this have to do with anything? They're looking for attitude. And so, you know, are they looking to see if somebody knows math? Are they also looking with the math question? Because there's a chance that employers might be doing this now. Are they also looking to see if you don't tolerate mentally challenging tasks? Now, I love robotic, not having to think, because I like to multitask. So one of the reasons why I liked math was because I could watch TV at the same time while doing it, and I could multitask. But, you know, there's some people who really, really like to go, okay, you know what? Let me work on this, and I'm going to do a good, good job. That might be what that job is looking for. But if somebody's like, oh, I don't know, I'm just going to put a half-assed answer down, that might help them figure out, okay. And again, a big, big topic of conversation, are employers picking and choosing individuals based on their race, based on their nationality? I think Elon Musk is getting into trouble for not hiring migrants. I need to double check that. I saw that headline. I want to read about it before I talk to you guys about it. But there's a lot of now pressure on, when you hired this person, did you hire them just because that they were a certain race or creed or gender? So now they have something objective. I gave them math tests. So whoever solved the math test got the job. It didn't matter what background, didn't matter what their skin color was. If they solved the problem, they solved the problem. And because there has been a lot of discussions on certain demographics having less access to the type of education that other demographics have, math seems to be a little bit more universal. So maybe this is the way of the future, you getting a math test. But it's interesting to see how people are upset and they're, you know, cussing out the future employer and they're, but, you know, it's, how do you, if you're going to, you know, and yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you're trying to objectively find somebody who you think is going to work hard, not going to be scared off by a complex project, and is not going to have attitude if they are given a task, you know, is a math problem a good way to do it, or is there a better way to do it? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, or on X, I guess it's not called Twitter anymore, and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have been obviously very, very passionate about what's been happening with Trump. A lot of you think that he is being vilified. A lot of you think that he deserves what he's getting. And, you know, as a physician, I like to look at the psychology of things. I also like things being more stable. I like peace. I think we have a lot on our plate. And the enemy is not within. The enemy is out there. And I am very, very worried about what's going on outside our country and what's coming in and how we're
kind of so polarized on things. And so we keep seeing these headlines and this discussion, and I've talked to you about how democracies a lot of times don't last more than a few hundred years because the population gets very dependent on the treasury. The treasury or the government then gets to kind of take hold. Then the people rebel against the government. Then you get liberty, but then you get complacency. And then with complacency, you start to need more help and handouts. And then there's more dependence on the treasury, and it's a vicious cycle. That was described by a Scottish philosopher back in the 1800s. But this is a little different. Okay, what's happening right now? I mean, seeing what happened to President Trump, I think was a very, very sad day in America. I think it is frightening for many. I'm seeing people frightened on both sides. Some thinking you can't even question an election integrity and talk about, you know, vaccines. You can't talk about masks. You can't talk about natural immunity without being vilified, without being labeled as misinformation, without being censored. On the other side, people think that if Trump does win, he's going to come back with a vengeance. And so I just am still shocked, you know, how you could have such opposites, how, you know, shouldn't there be just average common sense but wow, there is such polarity. And from what I see it, Trump is now even more popular than every time he gets arrested, every time they throw the book at him. It feeds him. It actually buttresses his opinions and his support. And so, you know, on one end, people ask, why is Trump doing so well in the polls if he's been arrested? And they go, because a lot of people could relate to Trump. You know, those individuals who said, look, guys, you know, are we really, really sure that the vaccine is going to work? Are we sure that there's no side effects to the vaccine? They got shut up quickly. Now, you know, those who said, look, I want to keep my store open. I want to still work. Do we really have to shut down for COVID? No, they saw, you know, a little bit of what has been happening or what they are perceiving happening to Trump, so they can start to relate. On the flip side, individuals are who have been so versed in, okay, don't let anybody take control, usurp power, try to overturn things. These are words and red flags that they perceive as somebody who is going to be dictatorial. And so, I mean, I see why there's both sides. It's just my concern is I don't know if Trump wins, how America's going to react, and if Biden wins, how America's going to react. Now, one of the reasons why we really might be moving towards a civil war is it's one thing for there to be politics. And, you know, somebody could say, all right, you know, they're passing this bill, it doesn't affect me. The problem is many individuals are feeling, Americans are feeling, that what's happening now is affecting them. If they don't like what's being taught in the schools, or they don't like what books are being banned or what books are being allowed, now that involves a family. If they don't like that they have huge student debt, or they have to pay for somebody else's student debt, it's affecting them. If they don't like that they can't get a hospital bed, and they can't get access to a medical provider because there's so many other individuals in front of them, it starts to affect them. If they don't like what they're paying at the gas pump, if they don't, you know, so now that more Americans feel like, okay, wait a second, maybe we do need to vote, we do need a say, now they're more emotionally invested. Now, the reason why we have a beautiful democratic representative democracy and we public is every American citizen gets a vote, and their vote should count, and they should feel that their vote is being heard. Where a democracy falls apart is when we don't think we're being heard, or we don't think our vote is getting where it needs to go. Now, I'm not here to talk about the election. I think mail-in ballots were a fantastic asset for those overseas and for the thousands in each county that needed that extra support to get a vote in. But there was no way our election system was set up for that, as evidenced by my family. Two of us got mail-in ballots, two didn't. And where were my votes? And then when I went to vote, they said you were purged from the system. Who purged me? I've been in town for years. I didn't just move to Vegas. I've been voting in Clark County since the late 80s, early 90s. Where am I? So, you know, when individuals go, wait a second, something happened with my vote, something happened with me, they're not going to think that their vote counts, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Every Democrat and every Republican wants to feel that if they vote, they count. They want to feel like they get heard. And the second somebody feels like they don't get to have a say, that's when democracy starts to fall apart. Now, you can't please everybody. You know, there's going to be a Republican president, there's going to be a Democrat president, or an independent. I think there's now a new party that's being started by, I think, Governor Hogan. But we have people trying to find outlets and ways around living in America and dealing with what they're dealing with. And I don't want to worry people. But when I see the psychology and I see how people are reacting, when you have Trump, whose mugshot is all over, and you see people, both sides, I mean, you know, this isn't just about people feeling sad, going, okay, you know what, they are going after him and they're not going after the Bidens. You're seeing people go, get him, get him, get him. Look at the hate in his eyes. He's going to come after us. People fear Trump. People fear Biden. People fear, and once you have that fear, you start to talk yourself into, all right, we need to fight. Now, is the average American going to put up with Biden being president again? Is the average American going to put up with Trump being president? You know, I get that there are sore losers. I get that some people get upset. I mean, your candidate will never win. That's why we always talk about election depression, election anxiety. But, I mean, I really think we are going to be looking at some major political unrest. And whenever anybody brought up any question about, hey guys, you know, can we get better masks? Because I don't think the actual masks people are wearing are working. You got shut up. When you brought up, guys, are we sure the vaccines are 100% safe? You know, what about this doctor that the news covered who died of TTP? Don't bring it up. Yeah, we kept being silent. Natural immunity. We just spoke about how the World Health Organization said we're in a better place for COVID right now because of both natural immunity and vaccine immunity. That's what doctors have been saying from the beginning. It's going to be a combo. But if you had all brought up natural immunity, you were shut up. And still, the misinformation police are still vilifying those who had questioned things. So if you as an American can't even bring up questions, well, like, guys, where did my vote go? You know, is the vaccine safe? Will the mask work? You aren't feeling like you're in a free country. And that's going to be some serious stuff. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.